This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden signed legislation Thursday making June 19th a federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery of African Americans. We get more from AP's Sagar Magani.
June 19th, 1865.
The day known as Juneteenth, when slaves in Galveston, Texas learned they were free. President Biden has signed into law a bill making it the 12th federal holiday.
This is a day of profound, in my view, profound weight and profound power.
A day the nation remembers what he calls the moral stain of slavery and its capacity to heal. It's the first new federal holiday since Martin Luther King Jr. Day was created nearly four decades ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court has dismissed a challenge to the Obama-era health care law, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Supreme Court has just ruled the ACA is here to stay.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was quick to hail the ruling. By a 7-2 vote, the justices left the entire Affordable Care Act intact, ruling that Texas and others who sued to have it scrapped failed to show they had the standing to attack it as unconstitutional. They'd gone after the law's mandate that people have health insurance or pay a penalty. But that requirement became toothless when Congress reduced the penalty to zero 4 years ago. Meanwhile, polls suggest the law has grown in popularity, something President Biden and other Democrats like Schumer are looking to build on.
We're going to try to make it bigger and better.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose last week for the first time since April. The Labor Department said Thursday that unemployment claims rose 37,000 from last week to 412,000. Weekly applications had dropped for six straight weeks, and economists had expected another dip last week. This is VOA News. Israel has launched airstrikes on the Gaza Strip for a second time since a shaky ceasefire ended last month's 11-day war. The strikes came after activists mobilized by the territory's militant Hamas rulers launched incendiary balloons into Israel for a third straight day. There were no immediate reports of casualties from the airstrikes, which were reported by local media and could be heard from Gaza City. Earlier, Israeli police used stun grenades and skunk water to disperse Palestinian protesters from the Damascus Gate in East Jerusalem, the epicenter of weeks of protests and clashes with police in the run-up to the Gaza War. Former President Laurent Gbagbo returned home to Ivory Coast on Thursday, a decade after his refusal to concede defeat in a presidential election sparked months of violence that left more than 3,000 people dead. Gbagbo was extradited to the International Criminal Court at The Hague in 2011 and spent 8 years awaiting trial on war crimes charges. A judge acquitted him in 2019, saying prosecutors had failed to prove their case. Prosecutors appealed the verdict, but a court upheld it in late March, clearing the way for Gbagbo to leave Belgium, where he has spent the past 2 years. Zambia's first president, Kenneth Kaunda, has died at the age of 97. Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
Kenneth Kaunda served as the first president of the Southern African nation of Zambia after it gained independence from Britain in 1964. He held the post until 1991, but his influence goes much wider, says Ghana-based lawyer Sarfo Abubresse, who heads the Coalition of Supporters Unions of Africa.
Kenneth Kaunda continued with the fight against colonialism and played a leading role in discipling the lives of Nelson Mandela, the lives of Robert Mugabe, the lives of Sam Nujoma, and others. His legacy lasts not in a lifetime, but it lasts forever.
Like fellow post-independence leaders Julius Nyerere of Tanzania and Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe, Kaunda began his career as a teacher before shifting to politics. Kaunda remained active after his retirement, campaigning with HIV/AIDS organizations as an elder statesman in his country and the region. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Tennis stars Rafael Nadal and Naomi Osaka are sitting out Wimbledon, leaving the oldest Grand Slam tennis tournament without two of the sport's biggest stars. Nadal announced by way of a series of social media posts Thursday that he would also miss the Tokyo Olympics to rest and recover. Osaka's agent said Thursday that the four-time Grand Slam champion does plan to head to the Summer Games after skipping Wimbledon. Visit VOAnews.com for more reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.